Connecticut's Department of Children and Families wants to close its last juvenile jail by 2018. WSHU's Cassandra Basler reports the DCF showed lawmakers a new plan on Thursday to send children elsewhere.
The department is considering closing the 125-bed Connecticut Juvenile Training School in Middletown. They want to open smaller locked facilities in Hamden or Stratford. The state investigated CJTS last year and found that children in mental distress were being put in restraints and locked in seclusion. Abby Anderson is head of the Connecticut Juvenile Justice Alliance. She says kids in the system need more therapeutic services to keep them from getting arrested again.
We have to really look at each one of these kids as the individual child that they are from an individual family unit and work with that child and family with whatever strengths and weaknesses that they're coming in with and say, what does this child need in order to be successful?
A study presented to lawmakers on Thursday shows that about 80% of kids released from Connecticut Juvenile Training School get arrested again within 2 years. Cassandra Basler, WSHU News.